And now the third member of the Eddington family would like to invite the Boys and Girls Young People, members of our church school, to join me at the front for a few moments. If you'd like to, come down. Come over, guys. How's everybody today? Having a good Easter so far? I hope so. Yep, here comes some more books. All right, I know that some of your teachers and other people working with the church school have an Easter spring party planned for you up in the auditorium. We're going to let you go up to there and just a just a few minutes today. Chris, what's the, I assume we also have infant and toddler care as well. I need to get the logistics on this one.
Early preschool will go in their classroom. Preschool will go to the auditorium.
Okay. Early preschool to the classrooms. Everybody else above that, up to the auditorium. Anybody below preschool, infant, toddler, is the same thing. Okay, now that we got that straight, let me talk to you guys for a few minutes. I want to show you something. When I came in here this morning, I nearly, thanks to John Sanders here, who kept me from falling off a stool, but I put in the little playground out there. I brought this little branch in off this tree that we always see when we look through the window. Of course, you can see what's happening now. We got these little green shoots coming out all over it. And in another week or so, the ones that are still on the tree out there will turn into leaves. Now, you know, if I had gotten this branch off this tree even just a week ago, maybe even at least 2 weeks ago, it would have looked like a dead branch. None of these things would have been on there. None of these things would have been on there at all. But what's happened is, just in the last week or so, these have come out. And although this is just one little branch off one little tree with these little green shoots on it, this is actually how Easter, or what we now call Easter, got started. Thousands and thousands of years ago. People who lived in this part of the world. Yeah, just a second, buddy. People who lived in this part of the world. It looked like everything, looked like the world had died. You know, trees looked like they were dead trees. Everything looked dead. And it seemed like then, as time would go by, as the trees would come back to life, people would feel themselves coming back to life as well. And they would have celebrations to celebrate the coming of the spring. And they would do that in different ways, in different places. But that was what they were really celebrating. These little green things coming back onto the trees and whatever other signs of life they saw after it seemed to them that the earth had died. This was back before people knew things like photosynthesis and all of that. They just celebrated it as a religious observance. Another thing that we see a lot of this time of year that's been around for a while, I brought one in my pocket because I colored it last night. Easter egg. Oh, hey. Been doing this in my family for a long time, and so I even wrote my dog's name on here. So he could be a part of it too. Beam right there. That's so there's actually four people in the Eddington family, and this one's for our this egg is for our dog. He was not here to help light the chalice this morning. Well, these eggs too have been around for thousands of years. For the Easter time, Easter spring celebrations, people have brought eggs. Because eggs and this actually symbol the same thing. They're about new life. This is about new life coming out of the tree. We know that new life often begins in eggs. If this wasn't hard-boiled and had been allowed to hatch, a chicken would have come out of it. Other eggs bring forth other kinds of animals. We all came from eggs that grew inside our moms. So eggs are also a new symbol of new life. That's why we do this with the eggs. This past week, our Jewish friends are celebrating a holiday called Passover. And that's about new life, too. They tell the story about how their earliest Jewish ancestors were slaves in Egypt. And then they were set free and moved to what was called the Promised Land. So they're celebrating a new life that their earliest founders found in a new land after being enslaved, which is kind of like being dead. And then the Easter story for Christian people is about after Jesus had died, been put to death in a pretty terrible kind of a way. His followers felt that his spirit was still around them, and that they should be carrying forth his message of love and kindness and compassion for all people. So they felt some new life in them, what his message was, and decided to carry it forth. So in all kinds of ways, this Easter season, this day, is about new life. So I hope you'll think about that. Think about maybe some ways you can find new life in your lives as well, as young as you are, and as your lives go forward. I'm going to let you go upstairs now and have your party, and we'll see you in a coffee hour.